Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as we close the year 2024, South Africa's property market is showing signs of cautious optimism. There is better sentiment among consumers and investors alike. Now, according to ABSA's latest Homeowner Sentiment Index, confidence in property investment is rebounding, particularly, and this is good news, among first-time buyers and also women. But with risks like high interest rates and economic uncertainty still in play, I'm wondering if this optimism is sustainable. Joining me now is Tsepo Mashashane, who is head of strategy at ABSA Home Loans. Tsepo, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So always nice to report some good news as far as the economy is concerned. What key factors are contributing to the rise in sentiment?
Jeremy, good evening, and good evening to your listeners, and thanks for having us. So what we've definitely seen with the latest Homeowner Sentiment Index is that we're seeing that cautious optimism that's largely driven by some of the green shoots that we have seen in the economy, where we've started to see, be it quite incremental green shoots as far as some of the economic indicators that we have seen that have started to be able to turn. That on its own has started to fuel some bit of positivity as far as the residential property market is concerned, Jeremy.
So it's all very well to have the positive sentiment, but is that actually turning into the purchase of homes just yet, or is it too early to say?
It is certainly too early to tell. However, what we have started to be able to see is to be able to start to see a little bit of, at least in the last quarter, some activity that's starting to be able to increase as far as the applications that are starting to be able to come through. But certainly, in terms of the recovery that we wanted to be able to see in the market, still too early to tell. And as you rightfully said in your intro, a number of the customers are still very much into that space of cautious optimism as far as the property market is concerned.
On the plus side, though, the shift in sentiment among first-time home buyers is good. What does that say, do you think, Tsepo, about the future, the immediate future of the market?
Jeremy, I think what is important in South African context is that purchasing a home still very much an aspirational purchase for many South Africans. So hence we still see that majority of those that are applying for homes are still very much first-time home buyers. So that's exactly what we are seeing. So that continues to grow quite strongly quarter on quarter, year on year, still very much, I think, indicating that is aspiration that many South Africans has as far as home buying is concerned. So I think it's good news for us, I think, as a country in terms of starting to be able to get into that space where we're seeing that positive optimism, especially for first-time home buyers, as we collectively start being able to get closer in terms of addressing the backlog that we have as far as home ownership is concerned.
And also highlighting increased optimism among females regarding buying property. Is there something specific that is driving that trend?
I think it's purely, Jeremy, looking at it from the historical past that we come from. I think this is quite an interesting observation that we have definitely seen starting to be able to emerge, where we're starting to see more and more of solo female homeowners starting to enter into property market. And more specifically, South African buyers that are young, black females starting to be able to take the lead into that space. And I think a lot of this also speaks very much in terms of the demographics of the country, the context that we are currently operating in as a country. But I think it's definitely a positive trajectory that we are seeing given the past that we come from as a country.
When it comes to movement of interest rates, we know that there is a very cautious approach as far as the central bank is concerned. We are expecting another cut early next year. But be that as it may, how should prospective buyers and investors be approaching the market from that perspective?
Jeremy, I think if the sentiment has anything to go by, what we have seen is that consumers are definitely in that space where, one, definitely positive from a sentiment perspective, but still very much wanting to be able to wait a little bit and be able to see where the market is going. And this is largely driven by the fact that we know that for the last couple of years, a lot of consumers, as South Africans, all of us have been under that strain that we have seen in the market as far as economic circumstances is concerned. But as we are starting to be able to see these interest rate cuts that are starting to come through, I think more and more consumers are becoming even more positive. But however, we do believe that this is going to take a little bit of time before consumers actually start seeing the relief and improvement in terms of cash flow in their pockets.
And to that point, in spite of this growing confidence, we still have barriers like unemployment and also escalating property prices themselves. And these challenges are also going to temper, I would imagine, overall market enthusiasm.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on to that. In fact, that was one of the things that we have seen, be it that we have definitely seen an improvement as far as the buying sentiment is concerned, which has improved by 6% year on year to 73%. One of the main drivers that have started to be able to come through is that people that are buying homes are saying that it's always a good investment. But however, to your point, the negative side of that, for those that are still in that space of saying they want to play wait and see, the high percentage of them are saying there is the escalation of property prices. And second to that being the economy that we are operating in. So definitely, I think that is playing a huge part currently in terms of consumers wanting to be able to play that part of being able to have that caution as far as entering the property market.
So just a final one then, if that's the case, what should buyers and investors be doing to position themselves to take advantage of emerging opportunities?
I think right now is definitely the right time to be able to start looking for those deals from an investor's perspective. We're definitely starting to be able to see the market turning, or at least even the sentiment starting to be able to increase from that perspective. So from investor's perspective, I think a good time to be able to start looking for those good deals as well. From first-time home buyers as well, as I've mentioned, that this remains an aspirational purchase for many customers. It's a good time to be able to start the planning process. As we know, if you're buying a home for the first time, there's quite a lot involved. Among those things, like being able to raise enough capital for things like attorney costs, deposits that may be required. So I think it's really the right time to be able to start getting into that planning phase in terms of buying a home and start being able to ready yourself so that as things start improving and one gets comfortable, you're able then to be able to enter the property market.
Thank you so much for that overview. I've been in conversation with Tsepo Mashashane, who's head of strategy at Absa Home Loans. I do appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.